We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. In college, back-to-back national championships are always very impressive. We usually hear about it with respect to athletics, but for Mississippi State University, this is the second consecutive year that their team has earned top honors in the General Motors and U.S. Department of Energy's Challenge X Student Engineering Competition. With me to talk about the winning design and what went into it is Dustin Black, team leader for Mississippi State University. Dustin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. We're pretty excited about the double win for sure.
You should be. It's a major honor. Congratulations to you and your team. According to what I see here, your team designed what's called a through-the-road parallel hybrid electric vehicle. Explain what that is.
Well, what that is we have two sources of power. We have a diesel engine in the front that powers our front wheels, and then we have an electric motor in the back that powers our rear wheels. And there's no other connection between the diesel engine and the electric motor other than the wheels that touch the road. There's no common axle or anything like that.
So the gasoline-powered part only actually powers half the car is what you're saying?
That's correct, with assistance from the electric motor in the back.
And so what sort of results did you achieve? I hear they're pretty impressive.
They're very impressive. We're excited by the fuel economy. One of the big things is we increased the fuel economy by over 38%. The stock was coming in somewhere around 18 to 20, and we were seeing upwards of in the high 30s to the low 40s in fuel economy. So we were very excited by that. But what we were probably most proud of was the fact that we were also faster than the stock vehicle. Matter of fact, we ran a 7.4 0 to 60 times, so we're pretty excited by that also.
What kind of vehicle did you test this with?
It was a 2005 Chevy Equinox that was donated to all the teams. All 17 teams got the same vehicle 3 years ago.
And talk a little bit about how this idea generated from your team. Was this something you came up with? Was it something you all brainstormed about? How did you decide to go forward with this plan?
Sure. It's a four-year competition. So 4 years ago, before we even had a vehicle, the first year of the competition was basically to do a lot of modeling, a lot of research and simulation, and decide which makeup we wanted to go with. There were really four choices. There was the E80 running off of E85, doing a hydrogen fuel cell. There was actually a car that did that. The diesel hybrid being another one, and then hydraulic being the other configuration. And we decided through our simulation and modeling that the diesel hybrid was probably the way to go.
And what did you hear from General Motors and the Department of Energy? Do you get the sense from them that this is something that could be mass-produced, or is this something that will have to stay in the prototype phase for a while?
Well, Secretary Bodman was actually at the presentation the other day and actually announced us as winners, so we were really excited about that. But I think this is technology that can't be denied. It's technology that's out there. It's readily available, and one of the main goals of our team was to make sure that we were making a vehicle that wasn't something you see out of the Jetsons. It was actually something that could come off the showroom floor today, and we were very proud of the fact that we had one of those vehicles that you would probably see in a showroom here in the near future.
Dustin, there may be some people listening as they hear about your concept with diesel powering one half of the car and the hybrid electrical part powering the other half. What if one shuts down and one doesn't? Is there any sort of danger as a result of that?
No dangers. We actually built into it was part of the requirements of the competition that we built in safety features. We had if one of them shut down, we had a feature called the limp home feature, and it would get you home. It wouldn't leave you stranded on the side of the road. We'd make sure it might be in a decreased performance state, but it'll get you home and get you or to the next service station in order for you to get that vehicle fixed. But we also had other safety features. We had PAX run flat tires that you could put a nail in the tire and it wouldn't go flat. You could drive for a considerable amount of a distance and still make it to the service station and wouldn't leave you stranded on the side of the road. So safety was very paramount in this competition.
Dustin, what has inspired you from this competition? Is this something you'd like to pursue once you graduate?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a great competition because it got us in. We were able to meet some very important people. It was very exciting. And as a matter of fact, three members of our team so far are working for GM or some of the other sponsors in the field, and it's very exciting. It's nice to be out there and be on the kind of cutting edge technology, and it's definitely something to consider in the future.
Well, it's a very impressive win, and it's great to see such a strong competition. The future is in good hands in the next generation. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, very much.
Dustin Black is team leader of Mississippi State University's back-to-back championship-winning team, winning top honors once again this year in the competition, sponsored by General Motors and the U.S. Department of Energy. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to director Mike Lynch and executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.